Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex and other sexuality, sex and gender diverse people make up a significant part of Australian society. But unfortunately, LGBTI people have significantly poorer mental health and higher rates of suicide than other Australians. The elevated risk of these challenges among LGBTI people isn't due to sexuality, sex or gender identity, but rather discrimination and exclusion as key determinants of health. This is often referred to as minority stress. Exposure to and fear of discrimination and isolation can directly impact on people's mental health, causing stress, psychological distress and potentially suicide. Jane Armstrong and Jill Spears from the Mental Health Nursing Centre at the Royal Perth Bentley Group join us to tell us more. Good morning, Jane and Jill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us on Theatre Happier on the Mag this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, first off, I believe the LGBTI community has significantly poorer mental health than that of other Australians. In both your own words, why do you think this is?
So we do know that members of this community obviously are victims of discrimination and often feel excluded from services. They experience poorer mental health because of the negative discrimination, really. They are overrepresented in our mental health services.
Do you think there's a lack of people coming forward as well that might need help but maybe think that because of that discrimination they don't want to kind of almost kind of single themselves out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Still, I mean, I think within the general community there's a greater understanding occurring, but there is still discrimination. So, and that's within every aspect of our community.
Yeah.
So I think particularly young people feel that they either can't come out or it's a huge amount of stress for them to come out. And so therefore just don't really have that support.
So how is this currently being addressed within the health system at the moment?
So what we're currently doing within Service 3 is we are looking at going through the Rainbow Standards accreditation process. The Rainbow Standards tick is a nationally recognised indicator that we offer an inclusive service to the LGBTI community. And what we're essentially doing is hoping that that will show to the community that we are coming out as an organisation, that we are, our staff are appropriately trained, they are receptive to discussing issues around sexuality, we're accepting of these members of the community and that we do not discriminate in any way. So that process, we're very early on in the process.
Sure.
That is going to take some time. We've started off by surveying our staff to get an indicator of where we're at as an organisation in terms of attitudes, where our priorities are in terms of training, and we will go through this process to get the rainbow tick at the end of it.
Okay. So how do you intend to build up that process over time to obviously get where you think you want to need to be at your hospital?
I think one of the first things is a huge education program.
Sure.
And again, it's ensuring that we have a broad base of acceptance across staffing and an understanding. I think there's a lot of people that don't actually understand the issues that LGBTI community faces. We are a minority group, however, we deserve the treatment and the respect and the support that everybody else does.
Of course.
So education, I think, is going to be at the yeah. forefront of everything we do.
Is that across your staff as well as the community, that kind of lack of education you're speaking about?
Absolutely.
There?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what we are hoping is that as well as the Rainbow Standards accreditation tick, improving services for our clients, it will also improve, we're hoping, attitudes and acceptance towards staff who are part of the LGBTI community.
Absolutely.
So it's a double whammy, if you like.
Sure.
It's going to improve services for our patients, but also for our staff who work
It's a win-win.
There. It's a win-win, absolutely.
So of those LGBTI people that are seeking help at the moment, what sort of help and what sort of care are they actually needing?
It's different for everybody.
Sure,
what we need to make sure is that we still focus on offering individualised care for this group. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We're not going to deliver this education and all of our staff are going to be experts.
Mm-hmm.
We still need to focus on members of this community as being individual. But what we're trying to indicate is that we are accepting of conversation around issues of sexuality. So we're at the point of entry, we are giving our clients the opportunity to disclose whether there are any issues or not, whether we need to consider issues related to sexuality as part of their individualised care plan. And if we don't need to, then we don't need to.
Sure.
But it's important for us to say, look, you know, this is, it's on the table for us to have a conversation about this.
As much as possible, we try and take a patient-centric approach anyway.
Yeah.
And this just really just boosts that.
Okay. You're tuned to The Mag and Fitter Happier on RTRFM 90.1. And this week we're discussing LGBTI mental health with Jill Spears and Jane Armstrong from the Mental Health Nursing Centre at the Royal Perth Bentley Group. Now, guys, you mentioned the Rainbow Standards Diversity Award a little bit earlier in our chat. Can you give us a bit more detail about the history and the purpose of the Rainbow Diversity Award?
So the Rainbow Tick is actually, it's the first time that this has been rolled out in WA.
Okay.
Three members of our team were sent on some training, which was a joint venture between Grey and the Richmond Fellowship. So we received some training in looking at what the accreditation process was, and it actually consists of six standards. So we received that training, and then obviously it's our intention to roll that out about across the organisation. But as I say, it is the first time that it's actually been rolled out in WA. It's well rolled out across in Victoria. They are miles ahead of us in terms of progressing policy and you know, coordinating services around LGBTI community.
Okay, you say it's going to be rolled out in Victoria. Are you looking to kind of how they've done it in that state to how we can implement it here as well?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We have. We've established some links with some other organisations here that are looking at progressing the Rainbow Standards and have a forum where we can, you know, learn from each other's experiences and what the challenges and what the gaps have been.
Will there be different challenges, do you think, between sort of WA, the needs of WA patients and Victorian patients for this program, or are you not yet to understand?
I guess that's really hard to tell.
I mean,
I guess our focus is making sure that, again, each client, each patient is treated as an individual and they're seen based on their needs. It's going to be a challenge, I think, to make it like for like.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
we'll certainly learn a lot from what Victoria have already done.
And kind of adapt it as it goes.
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's very much baby steps and it's a work in progress.
Yeah. Great. How are you, I mean, are you sort of getting the word out in terms of publicising and contacting people that you think kind of might be in need for this? Is there a kind of push to get the sort of wider community, I guess, involved in this process?
We are we're definitely promoting it within Service 3, within our bulletins. I've spoken at a couple of staff forums to put the information out there and to encourage other services who don't necessarily want to go through the Rainbow Standards accreditation process but might want to join us on the journey and actually learn from it and look how they might improve their own services. So yeah, we are trying to get the word out there as much as possible. And one of the other things that we have as part of our focus group that's guiding this journey, if you like, is we have a consumer representative, which is very exciting because then she goes back to the clinical areas and talks to the other consumers about the fact that we are progressing the Rainbow Standards, and which is really good.
Excellent.
And a lot of it will be role modelling.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. We've actually we advertised and invited staff to become champions within each of the clinical areas. So our first step is we've recently completed some targeted training for the champions, so that they can then share that information with other staff. And as Jane says, we'll role model and lead by example and give staff direction where needed.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a fantastic program and one that we'll definitely keep an eye on to see how it progresses. Jill and Jane, thank you so much for joining us on The Mag this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jane Armstrong and Jill Spears there, discussing mental health and a new program that will be put in place at the Mental Health Nursing Centre at the Royal Perth Bentley Group to increase the awareness but also the help for LGBTI people that need mental health services. You're tuned to The Mag and RTRFM 92.1.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.